Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Animal Radio. This hour, we're going to talk to Jeremy Feig. He's written a book called How My Cat Made Me a Better Man. It is a tremendously great book, funny, and it talks about everything from stress relief to relationships, how to better your life through your cat, well, through his cat.
I think ladies should stick around because we just love men who love cats.
Exactly.
There's not a lot of men that admit that they love cats.
See, admit right. being the key word. I think there's a lot of men that do, but they don't want to say it.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
I think people, when they think of me, Hal, they think of macho, and they think of what? What are you laughing at?
Nothing, Hal.
A cat. You know how you love cats, and we love that about you.
Yeah, yes, there you go.
Okay, well, you see, I do love my cats, and I admit it right here on this national radio show, and I've actually learned a little bit from this book, which hopefully he'll give you some tips, too. If you're one of those stressed-out people, you think things are really bad in your life right now, you want to stick around for Jeremy. That's just around the corner right here. After your calls and after a check of news with Miss Lori Brooks, what are you working on in the newsroom this hour?
We're going to tell you what this pet humanization trend is. What does that mean? And everything you wanted to know about the world of dog food, and especially those premium brands coming up.
I have a feeling there's a lot of dirty secrets, because you know why? I know it's a big business. I know it's like billions of dollars worth. And whenever there's money involved, there's always deceit and lies.
Exactly. Cutting corners.
Yeah. $23 billion.
23?
How much was $23 billion was what was spent on dog food last year in this country.
Wow. Okay. So when you're dealing with that kind of money, there's probably lots to know, and Lori will tell us about it in just a couple of minutes. Let's go to the phones. Don't forget, you can ask your questions at our toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405, and you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download that puppy now. Let's go to line 3. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
So what's going on with your animal?
Well, I have my dog, Misha. She's about 3 years old. She's totally housebroken, has been for a very, very long time. And I was visiting my mom down in St. Augustine Beach, and Misha started in the middle of the night, 3:30 in the morning, she started crying. And then all of a sudden just peed on the bed. This is not a dog. She has had a history of bladder infections, but this one just cleared up with antibiotics in 12 hours.
And how many bladder infections has she had over time?
Let's see. The first year that I had her, she probably had 3 of them. And then we got her onto, going to sound like a commercial for Science Diet, the Science Diet food that's specific for, you know, CD or whatever. And then the vet thought, you know, she'd been well for several years now and that we could try to take her off it. Well, this happened within 2 months of changing the food to a cheaper brand. I'm just wondering if that could have been a coincidence, or if you think it could have been another recurrent bladder infection that kind of came and went that fast just by changing out that food.
Wow, you know, that's definitely suspect. If, you know, if there was a diet change and she broke, now during the time she was on that diet, had she had any urinary tract infections?
She did not.
Ooh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, it kind of seems like duh, but at the same time, it was almost like too quick on changing the food. Almost that it. I don't know.
Okay. Now, did they get a urine sample at that time?
Not able to.
Oh, darn, because that would have been great. Yeah. I mean, that would be the evidence we need to prove this. But I'd say it is suspicious, because anytime any diet that a pet is on, when we're talking about trying to control urine environment, there are some pets that pH can really play a role in crystal formation and urinary tract infection. So any diet, when you switch that, the pH may change, and that urine environment is going to change. So, yeah. wow, we could be setting up for some problems. And she may be telling you, gosh, Mom, you know, I do need a therapeutic diet to help manage this problem. But I would say, yeah, I would love that evidence, and I'd love to get that urine sample, because then I think you could kind of maybe either ease your mind or know with more accuracy about that.
Yeah, she's just so skittish sometimes. It's hard to get near her when she's going. A couple years ago, we put her through the needle biopsy part where they stuck the needle in and they pulled it out, and they did find some crystals in it then, which is why we did the CD. But she's not showing any sign of any kind of problem now for so long. I thought it might be safe to try, and this it came on. It was
Well,
probably and wasn't even a month. I mean, it was immediate.
And I don't blame you for trying there. I mean, because, I mean, realistically, everyone wants to find something that works. And then if you don't need it anymore, you know, you wouldn't want to give it. But for me, I would definitely say, yeah, a urine sample. And it might not be a bad idea for a kid that's had a problem in the past with recurrent urinary infections. You know, getting that sterile sample would be important. And, you know, it wouldn't be overkill to check an x-ray to make sure we don't have anything like a bladder stone that's just kind of lurking there. Because definitely something with bladder stones, they can cause some little micro trauma to the bladder wall. And I've had dogs that have lived with them for years. And then we pick them up as a, oops, we're taking an x-ray because the dog was vomiting. And then they have this ugly stone in their bladder. And then, you know, we go, wow, this dog never complained about any kind of urine problem. But yeah, so some of these things can be kind of sneaky in that way. So
I guess 2.5 years ago, and in fact, we did CT, we did ultrasound, we did
good
all kinds of stuff just trying to find out what was going on. There were some tiny, small evidence of very small crystals. But then it just seemed to go away with this diet, and the vet thought it might be safe to try her on something else. And I thought maybe it could have been environment, because she's not used to being at my mom's. I had her in a strange place, and she's skittish anyway. So I just thought I'd try to maybe get another opinion on it.
Yeah. No, so right now, what food is she eating?
Science diet. I love my dog. I put her on the science diet immediately.
You put her back on the diet. Okay.
Any problem? I would never ever take a chance. I normally wouldn't take a chance anyway, but I'll try to save money because, you know, it's tough out there.
Sure. Yeah. And even if you can't get a sterile sample at the veterinary office, you know, if she's calmer with you around and she's not pee shy, you know, once she's settled, you know, back on that CD diet, it would be worthwhile to at least get a clean urine catch. And kind of like, you know, we go to the doctor's office and they have a whole process they tell you when you get a clean urine sample. So we can try our best at home to collect a urine sample from our pets. And with the advent of, you know, those throwaway Tupperware containers, are some great throwaway plastics you can use, and just kind of slide that underneath her, let her void and let her go for a few seconds, then put it in the stream of urine, and you're going to be more apt to catch a more clean free catch sample. And that might be more meaningful for your veterinarian. We always want that sterile one caught in the office if we can, but if not, you know, that might be a good short second substitute there.
Usually when I bring her in, as soon as the veterinarian takes her leash, she's on the floor.
Those are frustrating patients, I'll tell you. I've got a couple that I just even look at them, so I can't even touch them, look at them. I just kind of walk them down the hallway and I say, please, 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 like, make it till the ultrasound. We can do it. We can do it. And my shoe gets soaked most of the times.
Kathleen, we thank you for your call today. 1-866-405-8405 to connect with the Dream Team right now.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 10 Million Reasons the Pet World is Inspiring to Me. I am the Pet World Insider. In fact, I've spent the past several years sharing my insider knowledge, observations, and learning with the animal world and all that would listen and watch. We recently hit a remarkable milestone for us. 10 million verified viewers of our Pet World Insider video releases. Producer Derek and I took a minute to reflect on that. This got me thinking about this week's Animal Radio List, 10 Million Reasons the Pet World is Inspiring to Me. Many of you know that my dogs, Sugar and Zoe, along with the support and love of my wife and daughters, brought me deep into the pet world.
Like so many in the pet world, it was not a goal as much as it was a path brought on by the inspiration and love of my pets. I started with a passion to make sure that as many people as wanted could have heirloom portraits of the pets they loved. This wonderful journey led me to becoming the pawtographer. I met so many wonderful people and pets along the way that I had to do more and become more involved. That led me to Pet World Insider. Pet World Insider was born out of my frustration that there were so many wonderful experts, products, and services that would benefit pets and the people who love them if only they knew about them. So we set out to make sure people could find the information they wanted, needed, and could trust to help them enrich their pets' lives and make their pet parenting experiences better. We've been so blessed to meet so many wonderful people, animals, and companies throughout the pet world. It's been a journey that has so far given us much more than we could ever give back. A few of the more memorable things we've done include filming at wildlife sanctuaries, learning from the pet world's top experts, appearing weekly on Animal Radio, and even just simply cooking recipes for our pets in our own kitchen. The animals have rarely surprised me, as I've learned they're amazing and incredible beings who love, connect with, and inspire us. But it's been the people and their efforts, their care, their knowledge, and their selflessness that have made me realize how truly wonderful and special the pet world is. And more importantly, how lucky I am to see and share so much of it with you all. Each week here on Animal Radio, we get to share time, thoughts, insights, and hopefully a few laughs with all of you. For that, I say thank you, and I want you to know that you inspire myself and the Pet World Insider team to continue to create great pet content that makes a difference for the pet world. If you haven't seen any of our videos, you can do so on YouTube, youtube.com/petworldinsider, or on our Roku channel, Pet World Insider. Share your pet world inspirations and experiences with us on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Going on right now at Guitar Center, we're extending our friends and family discount to you with savings up to 20% off the gear you really want. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear, and more. Discover the feeling of making music with your friends and family and saving up to 20% off on thousands of products from most major brands across the store. Go to GuitarCenter.com to get your friends and family coupon during Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend. Going on now, in-store and online.